Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 8, which is based on futures and options. Now before I start explaining you the technical aspects of what is futures and option, let me tell you and ask you one question. Now my question to you all is this: in investment, when one invests, what do you look about when you invest? Yes, very good. When you invest, friends, what do you look about? Wow, very good, superb and great. So I have got three responses which I have got from you all. That is, we look for three things. First is safety, second is liquidity, and third, which everyone looks about, is known as returns. When we talk about return, with every return we have got something known as risk always associated with. So between risk and return, there are four options that can be devised. I repeat, between risk and return, there are four options that can be devised. The first option is high risk, high return. Second option is high risk, low return. Third option is low risk, low return. And the last option is low risk, high return. Now, futures and options are such instruments which are known as derivatives instrument, whose main task is to minimize, or known as hedging, the risk. So, derivative instruments are what? These are those instruments whose main task, whose main focus, whose main activity is to hedge the risk, which is meant as what? Minimize the risk. Whenever companies wants to reduce the risk while investing in shares, they adopt the instruments in derivatives, which are known as futures and options. So, in this part, we will be seeing all the things about what is futures and options. Futures and options are part of external hedging mechanism of stock markets. Trust me, if someone personally asks me what is derivatives and hedging, and I have said so many technical terms. Now, I will tell you one small chart, which I will verbally tell you what you all can do. You can write it down on a piece of a paper. Risk. Risk means what? Okay. Very good. Correct. What you have said, Rujuta? Risk means uncertainty, which means what? It might give me profit, it might give me loss. Very good. Now, risk, can risk be minimized? Yes, risk can be minimized. Risk can be minimized, also known as, can risk be hedged? Yes, risk can be hedged. Risk can be hedged with the help of two tools. The first tool is known as internal hedging mechanism and external hedging mechanism. What do you mean by internal hedging mechanism? Internal hedging mechanism, also known as internal risk mechanism, the risk can be minimized by company itself by taking care that they do not invest wrongly in wrong instruments, by making sure that they do not become very much optimistic about some shares, they by making sure that they have got proper awareness about where they are investing. I mean, lot of internal tools, whatever, they can take care of. That is known as internal hedging mechanism. Similarly, we have got external hedging mechanism. Now, external hedging mechanism means what? These are those instruments on which we personally have got no control, but then too we can participate in such instruments. Which are those external hedging mechanism? We have got four such tools. First is known as forwards, second is known as futures, third is known as options, and fourth is known as swaps. I repeat once again, there are four external hedging mechanism, and they are known as forwards, futures, options, and swaps. Here in this chapter, we will be seeing about futures and options, which are very, very unique term or unique derivative instruments that helps us to minimize or hedge the risk on the shares or the stock. Let us now go ahead and understand what is future concept and what is option concept. Futures and options. Financial derivatives enhances the ability to differentiate risk and allocate it to those investors most able and willing to take it. So, financial derivatives are those instruments which most important activity is to enhance the business activities and make sure it creates ability. It creates what? It creates ability in the minds of the consumers or minds of the investors who has the risk taking capacity, and they can allocate these particular risk taking capabilities or concerns with regards to willing to take it. So those who have got the ability and they're willing to take it, they can basically use these instruments known as financial derivatives. Investors wants to maximize returns and reduce risks. Every investor, what is their major objective? Every investor's major objective is to maximize returns, thereby reducing the risk. And derivatives are here to minimize the risks. Which is the best instrument that can help you to minimize the risk and maximize the returns? It is none other than derivatives instruments. Futures and options offer excellent derivative instruments, and they were introduced in the year 2000 in India on the Indian stock exchanges. So the instruments that can help us to minimize the risk and make sure that the companies can minimize the risk, and on the other side companies can maximize the returns, it can be done by whom? It can be done by derivatives instrument which is known as futures and options. These instruments in India were particularly introduced in the year 2000. Now moving ahead under technical dynamics of what is futures and what is options. The first point, futures. Futures contract is a contract to buy or sell a specific security at a future date at an agreed price. Now let me give an example. Say for example, we have got one girl whose name is Lekha, L-E-K-H-A, Lekha. Now Lekha wants to buy a future contract. Under future contract, what happens is that we have got the price which has been fixed, the date of delivery is fixed, but the cash which Lekha has to pay, it will be on that agreed date. That is known as futures concept. So future contract is a contract to buy or sell a specific security. So Lekha is fixed to what? Buy or sell. So say for example, Lekha decides to sell the security. So Lekha, when she agrees or decides to sell the security, this security will be sold on a particular date at an agreed price. But the money will be paid when? The money will be paid later. The holder has a right and an obligation. So here the holder of the futures would have the right and also an obligation for going ahead with the transaction. These kind of instruments are known as what? Futures contract. Now let us move. I hope everyone is clear with futures. So future is what? The date would be fixed now. The price would be fixed now. The delivery would be fixed now. But the money will be given at a later date. Is it clear with everyone? Just that Lekha has to pay what? Margin money, which means what? Some amount of commission or some amount of margin, which makes sure that there is no credit risk to the buyer or seller, which means that the transaction, the person is going to just let off and run away, is very less. Why? Because they already have given some margin, some deposit amount, based on which the whole transaction is going to be run about. Now we have got option, and options gives the holder a right but not an obligation to buy. What is an option contract? An option contract or option gives the holder a right but not an obligation to buy. The right but not an obligation to buy is known as what? Call option or sell, which is also known as put option. A specific security at a future date and at an agreed price. So a security which is agreed to buy in on a future date is known as what? An option contract. In option contract, the person who gives the call to buy is said to be what? Buying option. So we have got a person who gives the option for buying an instrument is known as what? Call option. And person who gives the option of selling the security is known as what? Put option. So right to buy is known as call option, and right to sell is known as put option. I repeat once again, right to buy is known as what? Call option, and right to sell is known as what? Put option. You can quickly make a note of it. That is, right to buy is known as what? Correct, mega call option. And right to sell is what? It is known as, very good Kajal, it is known as sell or put option. Very good. So we have got these kind of instruments. The purchaser pays one time premium to buy option. So purchaser is going to just pay one time premium. This premium acts as what? A premium acts as security, as acts as a security either for the buyer or for the seller. Now F&O, which is known as futures and options, are based either on index or a specific stock. So futures and option would be based on what? It might be either based on stock, that is basically any company's shares, or it can be either based on what? Index, that is known as what? The exchange. So this is basically what is known as futures and options. I hope everyone is clear so far. So I'll just repeat once again. Futures is what? The date is fixed, the price is fixed, delivery date is fixed, but the money will be paid later. In option contract, the option contract gives the holder right to buy is called as what? Call option. The option contract which gives the holder right to sell is known as what? Very good, put option. So call option and push put option is going to be an agreed price. The purchaser pays one time premium to buy option. So purchaser pays what? One time premium to buy the option. F&O are based on what? Index or specific stock. So this is how basically an future and option transaction functions. Moving ahead, we have got index. What is index? Index means a market on which particular kind of value is been created. The market is represented by price index. It is complicated from it is compiled from prices of selected major shares with high volumes and market capitalization. So what is index? Index is nothing but represented by price index. At what price right now the shares in India of a particular company, like say for example Colgate, is been available, can be identified by the price available in the market. Now this particular company's price which is available in the market, and that market which is basically telling us the price, is known as what? Index. Now this index is basically made up of two things. First is volumes and second is market capitalization. Most popular such index is Bombay Stock Exchange Sensitivity Index. Bombay Stock Exchange Sensitivity Index, which is also known as what? Sensex. Very good, Apurva. That is known as what? Sensex. In index future is a contract entered into the future of index. So like we saw futures and options, in futures the price is fixed, the delivery is date is decided. It is just that the money has to be paid later. So here in future index, index future, the contract is entered onto the into the future of the index. So based on the index, how the index or how the Sensex will move up and down, based on that the price is going to be fixed. There is no underlying security that has to be delivered to fulfill the contract. So in this particular index futures, there is no underlying asset which the company or the seller has to deliver to the buyer. Usually in other contracts, the seller has to deliver the contract to the buyer. But as far as this contract is concerned, as it is index future, there is no contract which he or she is supposed to give to the buyer. It is settled in cash. Index option provides right but not an obligation to buy or sell index at a future date. So index option gives what? It just gives an option of right but not an obligation to buy and sell. So it just gives an obligation to do a right, that is basically might be the investor may earn profit or might be that investor may earn or may incur loss. But here the investor is not supposed to buy or sell because it is based on what? Index. As there is no fulfillment of requirement of delivering the contract, it is just that the activity would happen in a proper manner. That is basically known as index. I hope everyone is clear with index part. Very good, superb. Let us now move ahead to stock futures. Now what do you mean by stock futures? Stock futures means share futures. A stock future is a contract to buy or sell a specific stock at a future date at an agreed price. Single stock futures are cash settled. So stock futures are what? Say for example, I tell you Reliance future in India, or if I tell you Tata futures in India, or if I tell you say for example VSNL futures in India, or Bharti futures in India. So these whatever names I have taken, these are the company's name whose stock futures have been bought or sold. When the contract is with regards to buy or sell a specific stock at a future date at an agreed price is known as what? Stock future, because it is about a particular company. Very good. Now when you buy a future, you do not become owner of the company as you do not pay price of the share. So when you buy a future, say for example you bought Reliance futures, by buying Reliance futures you do not become the owner of the company, because you are just buying a lot or a quantity with margin money, and you are not investing money in the company where you are becoming the owner of the company. So under stock futures, when you buy a future, you do not become owner of the company. Very good. As you do not pay price of the share, but you just pay what? Brokerage and margin money as good faith to cover loss if any it is going to incur to you. So this kind of tools in which you do not pay full amount but you just pay margin money is called as margin money, or say for matter of fact, we pay brokerage. This kind of instrument is known as what? Stock futures. I hope everyone is clear with stock futures. Is it clear? Yes. Amog, you have doubt any? Okay, great. I hope you understood this part. Now, if price moves adversely, losses mount. If price moves adversely means what? Now, say for example, you have given a call option that you will buy the price at a specific rate. You have said that you will buy the shares, you will buy the futures at 500 rupees. Now, if the price moves adverse, which means what? Negative. It moves from, instead of 500, it moves to 450 or 400. What may happen? Broker calls for an additional margin, because the margin you have paid, if it is going to increase, then it is going to add on the profit. But if it is going to reduce, it will create a loss to you, because you had promised to buy at a higher rate, but your price of the particular future is going down, which tells me what? That your amount which you had given in margin is going slowly and steadily down. Here, broker calls for additional margin from you, so that your account remains nil with where he is not supposed to pay and where you are not supposed to give your money back. If it is not paid, broker squares up the position. So if you do not give additional amount, then what will broker do? Broker will sell off your futures in the market, and if you have earned profit, he will put in the account. If you have not earned the profit, he will deduct the balance and give your balance amount back, which you had given in form of margin money earlier. So this is basically known as stock futures. Now moving from stock futures to stock options. Is it clear with everyone? Stock futures? Sure? Great. Now stock options. Stock options have specific underlying individual stocks. So it has got a specific, it is going to have an underlying shares of the stock. So here you will have a specific call for buying or selling of shares. If investor believes prices will rise, he goes into call option. If investor thinks that the price is going to rise, so he gives what? A call option. Call option means what? Right to buy. Say for example, company's futures rate is 500 rupees. And if investor believes that the price is going to rise from 500 to 600, then the investor, what does he do? He buys the call option. This 500 to 550 is actually happening in the share market, actual stock market. Future market is separate from the stock market. In future market, when he feels that the prices are going to move upwards from 500 to 550, he buys the call option, so that when the price moves from 500 to 550, automatically the margin what he's going to earn moves from 5 rupees to 6 rupees. At that time, at 6 rupees, he can sell the particular futures. So if investor believes prices will rise, he goes into a call option. Premium he pays for each option reflects with what market feels. So any amount of premium he pays, or any amount of money he is basically going to spend for buying that particular call option, is called as what? Premium. Or is basically reflecting with what market feels. If at 500 he was getting the option futures at, say for example, or call option at 200 rupees, sorry 5 rupees, the company's share price from at 500, you had to buy that particular company's futures with 5 rupees margin. But when the prices move from 500 to 555, the margin money what you are going to pay for buying that particular futures is, or sorry, options, also moves from 5 rupees to 7 or 8 rupees. So the more time you take when seeing that the market grows up, the more amount of time it will make sure that the buying of that future price also increases. Remember, investors' returns are unlimited, but losses are limited to premium paid. So whatever returns are going to be is going to be unlimited. So if it moves from 550 to, say for example, 600, the premium what the investor earns is going to be of huge amount, because he has just bought at particular level and it is going to grow up. On the other side, where we have got right to sell, if I am buying, somebody has to sell. Somebody who has sold me, his expense or his particular loss is limited to the tune of what premium or what kind of margin money he is promised. Say for example, the margin money what the seller has promised is 6 rupees. Then that 6 rupees is basically going to be in form of right to sell, as it is going to incur loss to the company. If it is does not incur loss to the company, then right to buy makes sure that the amount of money what the investor has invested is going to earn, and it will add up to the margin money in the bank. This is what is meant as the stock options. Next, we have got on Indian exchanges, monthly options expire on the last Thursday of the month. So in India, we have got this options and futures particularly expires every month's last Thursday. So it is on last Thursday of every month it will expire, and you would come to know that you are supposed to make more money or give more money, or you are supposed to get more money. The market felt need for options of shorter duration. Hence, in year 2004, weekly options were also introduced. Market felt that it is taking a huge amount of time of 1 month, and so to make sure that the market, as per its requirement, when they want for more period, these options were also issued for some weeks also, some duration also. And these options are settled when on Friday. These options are settled when on Friday. I hope everyone is clear with stock options part. Are you all sure? Great, super. Now moving ahead to the last slide, that is summing it up on the stock options and futures, forwards and options, or futures and options. As I started earlier to explain you all, the hedging instrument. Hedging, as I told you, is a risk minimizing instrument. This risk minimizing instrument are in two forms, internal and external. In internal, we internal can control, and external, it is not in our hand because it is purely based on the exchange. Now, in the external hedging mechanism, we have got forward, futures, options and swap, whereas futures and options are particularly related to the shares or the stock market. In futures, we saw that the price is decided now, the date is decided now, but the delivery would be given later. Whereas in options, the right to buy option is known as what? Call option. Right to sell option is known as what? Right to sell is known as what? Put option. Very good. Superb. Payal, what you have said is absolutely correct. Very good. Now, between buy and call option, you have got to make sure that for the call option, the profits is unlimited, whereas losses are going to limit to the tune of money you have invested in the margin. So that is how the whole cycle in the future market functions. Remember also that we have got index future, we have got stock futures, then we have got stock options. This is how, which sums up and makes up a good kind of a tool that helps us to reduce the risk, thereby making sure we can maximize the returns. As for the derivatives concept, that is, derivatives concept are nothing but tools which will help us to reduce the risk and maximize the returns. I hope you all have understood this future and option part very properly and thoroughly in your mind. This future and option is regularly been properly activated by the companies in the market in regular ways. That's all from my side. Thank you.